This is Fantasy NBA GOAT, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. I'm Purity, this is episode 14, and I'm joined by...
Hi guys, my name is Ivan, and we are in off-season mode. How are you coping with no fantasy basketball?
Very bad. I don't know what to do with my time.
Well, most of people that that I know, people that love NBA, they cannot wait for NBA playoffs. Like, that's for them, that's the most fun part of the year. I mean, the most fun part of the season. But for me, I don't care that much about playoffs, especially if my team is not playing
the playoffs, or if they haven't.
But anyways, like, the season, it's much more interesting for me than these playoffs, because I love fantasy.
Well, yeah, I love waking up and checking my scores and see how I've done with my fantasy. But now, I don't know what to do. Okay, playoffs are interesting.
Playoffs are fun, especially if you're playing dynasty leagues, keeper leagues. Because you probably have many guys playing these playoffs, guys from teams that are playing playoffs. So if you're in a dynasty league, you care about those guys throughout the year, not just during the season. So you're probably watching playoffs for that reason, amongst other reasons. What are we going to talk on this podcast and probably the next one is young promising players. We're going to divide this probably into two parts, maybe even like three, depending on how long the podcast is going to be. We don't want to go for over than 30 minutes. So we're talking about young and promising players that, if you're playing dynasty league, keeper league, that you should keep, you should stash. But also, if you're playing redraft leagues, most of these names are going to be very interesting next season. And most of these names, if not all of them, are the guys which you're not going to pay that much. And most of them, probably all of them, have a high floor. So if that's the point of fantasy. If you draft someone in the, I don't know, fourth round, you want that guy to by the end of the season to have a value as a guy who was drafted in let's say second round. Or if you pay someone let's say like 15 fantasy dollars, you want that guy to have value of a guy who's been paid for who costed like $30. So that's ideology behind that's how you make good results in fantasy. So why don't we start with some of these guys.
Okay.
So why don't you read stats for us, and then we're gonna comment on the guys.
Okay, the first guy, promising player, is Trae Young. And he's Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. And his statistics are threes, 1.9. Points 19.1, offensive rebound 0.8, defensive rebound 2.9, assist 8.9, steal 0.9, block 0.2, and fantasy points 35.19. This was season average, actually. I was reading these statistics.
These fantasy points, as you all know, those are official Yahoo/NBA settings for fantasy. For points leagues, yeah. There is a lot to say about Trae Young. I was about to say there's not much to say because last season, when before the draft, not many people were that high on him, and majority of people thought that he should be drafted behind, of course, behind Luka, behind Ayton, after JJJ, after Wendell Carter Jr., and maybe even some other guys after some other guys, but he was really great this season. He played constantly great. He's gonna be competing for the Rookie of the Year. Like the guy was just awesome. All these categories, like he was great in threes, almost two threes per game. 19.1 points. That's a lot for a rookie. That is really a lot for a rookie. Offensive, defensive rebounds, like rebounds, of course, he's a point guard, so we cannot expect rebounds from him, but 8.1 assists, like 8 assists, this is great. Steals, he's not that great. This is not great, but if he can get to 1 point something, like 1.5, that would be okay. And okay, blocks, this is not why you're gonna draft Trae Young. Fantasy points, 35.19, of course, that is a lot. So what can you expect from Trae Young? I think that he is just going to get better. I think those threes are probably going to go up, points, assists, and maybe if he gets a little bit better in steals, he's going to be an elite point guard, elite fantasy point guard. And yeah, I think there is a bright future for this guy. And yeah, what do you think? Who's better, him or Luka Doncic?
Luka is better.
Well, yeah, but not by a lot. Like this mm-hmm. kid is, it's yeah, really good. We'll and the problem is that I don't think that you're gonna get him cheap next season.
No,
next
yeah.
season draft, he's not gonna be cheap at all. It's too early to project which round, how high, but he's gonna be expensive. So who's next?
Next is Kevin Huerta, also from Atlanta.
Atlanta Hawks, Kevin
Huerta. From Atlanta Hawks. So his statistics are season average. This is season average last season. Threes 1.8. Points 9.7, offensive rebound 0.8, defensive rebound 2.5, assists 2.9, steals 0.9, blocks 0.3, and fantasy points 20.11.
Well, so Kevin Huerta, yeah, he's been up and down. He has not been that steady as Trae Young. He's a great shooter. He's a really great shooter. And first of all, I think Hawks want to play him. I think that they want him to be their shooting guard of the future. And in some deeper leagues, I think that he should be drafted. Like leagues, like maybe 16 team leagues and everything. Everything deeper than that, because 1.8 threes, that is gonna go up. He's gonna have probably over two threes a game. Like if everything goes right for him, meaning if he gets minutes, if he's gonna be their starting shooting guard, then that's what we are talking about, like the best possible scenario for him. So those threes are gonna go up, probably points, of course. Like he cannot stuck at 9.7. offensive, defensive rebounds, well, I don't know. Assists, yeah, also I don't think that's gonna get much better. Yeah, rebounds, yeah, they will probably get a little bit better, but that's not why you're drafting him. Steals 0.9, yeah, that's not that great. Maybe, I don't know if it's going to get better or no. Block 0.3, I don't think that's going to get much better. And point, fantasy points 20.11. Yeah, of course, that's going to go up. So he's a shooter. So what you're expecting from him are those shooting categories. And, well, yeah, that's why you're drafting him. And that's what probably what you're going to get. More points, more threes. Yeah. So who's next?
Next is Miles Bridges from the Charlotte Hornets, and his statistics are 3s 0.8, points 7.5, offensive rebounds 0.8, defensive rebounds 3.2, assist 1.2, steal 0.7, block 0.6, and fantasy points 17.52.
Well, yeah, Miles Bridges, I think that he's, I don't want to use the word worst, but like, he is not better of Bridges, like he's like the worst Bridges, but it's too early to talk about that. I think that the Bridges from Phoenix has a brighter fantasy basketball future. But Miles has been playing really well, especially this last, how much, like the last month?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he was picked from so many, in so many leagues, from so many waiver wires. He's been producing really well. This is season stats, of course, so it's not that great, but I think that he has a future in Charlotte. Like, there are not that many great players over there, and I think he does have some future. We will, for some of these guys, we will just have to wait and see. This second season, it's going to be important, and then the third season, and if they don't do anything by in that third season, by that time, like, then like, you should give up on them. So it's too early for these kids who were rookies now. I really don't, we'll have to wait and see, like, these points, this is 7.5, of course, it's going to go up, and for other categories, we'll just have to wait and see how he's going to be utilized there in Charlotte, and how many minutes he's going to get, and all that. I think fantasy points, of course, they're going to go up. Yes, so let's go over to the next guy.
Next guy is Bam Adebayo from the Miami Heat. And his statistics last season are 3s, no, points 8.9, offensive rebounds 2, defensive rebounds 5.3, assist 2.2, steal 0.9, block 0.8, and fantasy point 24.56.
Yeah, shame he has no threes, but I mean, that's not why you're drafting Bam. Like, he's really great. He's really great. Well, he's not just great. Like, I think that Bam Adebayo has a really bright future. I think you must draft him next season. Pay money for him, like pay decent amount. I think he's gonna also be, I don't think he's gonna be cheap, but like, I don't know, maybe, I know that in my leagues, people are gonna be paying a lot of money for him, depending on with how much the guy, how much experienced guys in your league are, because Bam should not be cheap. Next season, I think his future is like top 40 player for several years, for, well, more than several years, because first of all, Hassan Whiteside, he's done. Like, he is, his future in Miami, he's finished. Like, Bam is going to be starting center next year. That is like, I don't know, 95% certain. So, next season, I don't think he's going to be next. He's going to be top 40 next season, maybe like between 50, 75, maybe top 50, that would be great, but everything between top 50, top 75 is going to be really good. So have that on mind while drafting, because everything what just purity red except of these trees, it's going to go up. Like points 8.9, that is going to go up. That is going to go like, I don't think he's going to be scoring a lot of points, like a lot, but I think he can go over 10. And like right now, I cannot say like it's going to be like 12, 13, 14. I really don't have idea at the moment, but I think it's going to go over 10. Rebounds, this is 7.3 rebounds, 2 offensive, 5.3 defensive rebounds. Everything is going to go up. Everything is going to go up. He's going to be around 9, 10. Okay, steals, I don't know about that, but what is it? Assist, I don't know about that, but steals, I think it's going to go up like 1.3 maybe next season. Blocks also is going to go up, maybe 1.3, 1.5, it would be really, really good. Yeah, fantasy points, of course, it's not going to stick at 24.56. So next season, yeah, expect a lot from Bam Adebayo. I grabbed him after my season was finished in this dynasty league of mine. I took him, and I'm planning to keep him because even though I have many centers, I think he's gonna be one of better centers in the league. So let's go over to
the next guy. The next guy is Jonathan Isaac from Orlando Magic, and his categories are threes 1.1, points 9.6, offensive rebounds 1.3, defensive rebounds 4.2, assists 1.1, steals 0.8, blocks 1.3, and fantasy points 23.15.
Yeah, Jonathan Isaac, we've been talking about him a lot this season. He was kind of hyped before the draft last season. Many of us and many fantasy experts expected a lot from him. And then he was really bad for the first several months. And then he started playing really good and he finished strong. And I think this guy is going to be great, like 80% sure. Like I cannot guarantee you, but I think he's going to be really, really good. We said so many times he is one of these guys who has that really great set of statistic categories. Like he can hit three, he can block, he can steal the ball, he can rebound. I mean, to some degree, he's not like the greatest rebound in the world, but he can rebound and he can score. This guy can do everything for you. He just has to get like a little bit better. Like even if he gets just a little bit better, he's gonna be like really, really good. And if he keeps on progressing, there in Orlando, Aaron Gordon is getting worse every year. So like he's competing only with Aaron Gordon and nobody else on that position, and Magic they're not that great. So this guy will get his minutes. They're expecting a lot from him. So I'm not afraid for him. He's gonna go high. He's gonna go high on next year draft, and like he's not like this big secret everybody knows about him now. And well, yeah, you're not gonna get him, you're not gonna get him cheap. Yeah, fantasy points, that's gonna go up, of course. Okay, let's go to the next guy.
The next guy is Thomas Bryant from the Washington Wizards, and his statistics are threes 0.5, points 10.5, offensive rebounds 1.6, defensive rebounds 4.7, assist 1.3, steals 0.3, blocks 0.9, and fantasy points 22.81.
So What do you think about Thomas Bryant? Is he gonna next season? Do you think he's gonna be good as he was in the end of this season? And like, I think in December, I think he was really good.
Yeah, he will. He was good, and he's gonna be better next season. I guarantee you. But they have to give him more minutes. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I hope he gets his minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He had throughout the season, he had this cap on minutes, and like I don't see them playing Dwight Howard. I don't see why they would do that. That would be a really bad idea. They have this young guy, and I see him as a top 80 player for maybe next several season. Not like Bam Adebayo for like many years to come, or Johnny Isaac, but for maybe next, 3 years, maybe like top 80 player. So like I would draft him next year. Just be careful not to overpay him. His points will go up, rebounds, I'm talking about the season average, blocks, fantasy points, everything. He's good. He's good. I'm not saying he's great, he's excellent, but this kid is good, and I think Washington, like if they let him play, Washington is a good team for him. Like if they don't start playing this, if they don't play Dwight Howard, I think like this could be good environment for him. And well, yeah, I hope he gets those minutes and he will play well. So we're gonna stop here because we are already at like over 20 minute mark, and we don't want to go for that long for you to lose patience, because we have the whole summer to talk about this young promising guys that I think that's the most interesting thing, like the guys that can help you win the league and the guys that you can get cheap.
Yeah, that's right, because being part of winning a fantasy is getting the knowledge, like knowing which players to draft so you can be on the top. I'm ready for that. I'm gonna listen this summer to every podcast out there, starting with mine, the CNBA God.
You're gonna listen to your own podcast.
Yes, I'm gonna listen to my own
Me,
advice.
You're gonna...
I mean you. I'm gonna listen to.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to my own advice too.
It's
the best possible advice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. Our podcast. Where can people find us?
Oh, can
website.
Find us at a website. www.weebly.
No, it's not www.
It was.
It's fantasymbagoat.weebly.com.
Ah.
And okay. Weebly is spelled with W. Weebly. And social networks, we are on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. Our handle, meaning our username, is
Fantasy and Be a Goat.
Yes, and if you want to listen to old episodes of our podcast, just go to this address. anchor.fm/ fantasy NBA goat. And for now, you can also find us at Google Podcasts,
yeah,
and on TuneIn and on some other Player FM, some other podcasts. We are working on getting on iTunes nowadays, it's called Apple Podcasts, and those other big platforms. Well, yeah, is that, our email, we forgot that. Email us, tweet at us, whatever, follow us, get in contact.
FantasyNBAGoat@gmail.com.
FantasyNBAGoat@gmail.com. I think that's all.
That's all, we are done.
We're going to go throughout the summer, guys. Like, I know many, many podcasts are taking break, but we're not. Fantasy never sleeps.
Why, yes, never sleeps. So until next time.
Until the next week.
See ya. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.